Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So pleased to have with us on this first day of school, Chelsea Coe, early years specialist at Lanark County. And we're going to be talking about the need for more early childhood educators in Lanark. Chelsea, welcome to Lake 88. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning.
We spoke to you, I think it was last week, about the daycare, the $10 per day daycare. You gave us a great update on that. Our listeners appreciated that. We did hear some feedback about that as well. Before we get into today's thing, is there any update on that? Are we still looking at about November 1st to start seeing some sort of reductions?
Yes. Yeah. No update just since last week, but as updates come, they'll be on the Lanark County Facebook page as well.
Excellent. Okay. So that said, let's move on. One thing that you really, take to heart, and I'm talking to you over Zoom, and I have some some pictures behind you on the wall that look like they were done by young children, and certainly young children's education is something that is near and dear to your heart as the early year specialist. And you wanted to talk to us about the need for early childhood educators in Lanark County. We know it's a problem that actually goes beyond the border of Lanark County as well, but this is something that you're working on. So give us the lay of the land, if you will.
For sure. So as you said, we have a shortage of early childhood educators, not just specific to Lanark County, it's across Ontario, but in our region, we need to focus on what we're doing here. So we're really having a push on recruiting quality early childhood educators, people that are interested in being early childhood educators. It's a difficult job, but my goodness, a rewarding job. A lot of people think that it's just babysitting, and it is so, so much more than that. You know, students learn about child development and child psychology and language. It goes much deeper than just, you know, finger painting and reading books. We're shaping the minds of the, you know, people that are going to be running the world. So it's such an important profession, and it's a shame that we have a shortage right now, but we're really hoping to find some quality people. So there's lots of opportunities right now for different grants that the province is providing, and it will essentially pay for your schooling, your mileage, your books even sometimes. So there's really a great avenue to take right now. It's just getting the word out there that we need early childhood educators, and there is a route that you can take right now where a lot of your schooling can actually be paid for.
Okay, so two things I'd like to ask you about with that. How long is the schooling that's involved? We know that, you know, becoming a teacher, it can take years and years to be certified and then to get into the classroom. What's it like for early childhood educators?
So that's the nice thing about early childhood education is you actually do have quite a few different options. So luckily, we are in a community that has a local Algonquin College. So there is the Perth Campus Algonquin College. The wonderful thing about Perth Campus that I also happen to teach at the Early Childhood Education Program there, but they actually take the two-year program and they've condensed it down to 11 months. So you can get your diploma in early childhood education in just 11 months and then get out into the workforce, which there's lots of careers available once you graduate as well. There are other options. You can do part-time online. You can do full-time online. If you are willing to go into the Woodruff campus or elsewhere, there's a two-year program as well as a four-year degree program. So there's lots of options for everybody. But if you're looking to get out into the workforce quickly, but with the same schooling, Algonquin College in Perth would be the option for you. It's all done in 11 months.
I wonder how many people have been deterred because they think it is a lengthy program. And here you're telling us, like, within a year, you can be certified. And we know that there are jobs out there. We know because you're here talking about it today, there are local jobs out there. I imagine that the pay is certainly competitive or above what, say, entry-level jobs at, you know, other places in the area would be offering.
Yeah, so, and there also is a program right now that's been going on for quite a few years with the provincial government that's wage enhancement. So if you make under a certain amount, you get topped up an additional $2 an hour. Now, there's always, and I'll always keep advocating, I think that depending on where you are, you can work in a childcare municipality, you can work in the school system, you can work with special needs resourcing. teach at a college, work for the municipal government. There's lots of opportunities there for early childhood educators. I will always advocate for them to make more money. So we've seen a change in the last few years with the College of ECE advocating for higher pay for these professionals as well. So yes, it depends on where you go. There are some competitive rates, but part of my job is to keep advocating for higher rates for these lovely, wonderful professionals as well.
What type of person are you looking for to enter this program? Like, are there certain prerequisites people have? I mean, obviously, you have to be good with kids.
That would be a big one. You have to be good with kids, and you have to enjoy being around children. And it's really, if you have that piece of passion kind of in your belly, I think you'll be okay. Now, like I said, it's not just you're not going to school to do finger painting and sing songs. There, it is quite, I don't want to say a heavy course load, but it would be comparable to other courses as well. Like I said, you're doing child psychology and child development, and you're talking about different theorists. So it's not just painting pictures. You're actually going deep into the development of the brain of children and what's developmentally appropriate. But yeah, there's so many opportunities. So if you're looking to be an early childhood educator, or if anything I've said kind of sparks an interest, I'm always willing to talk to people and give them more information and talk to them about different avenues they can take in their career as well.
I love the fact that you keep bringing up that it's not just finger painting and so on, but I know that it is play-based learning.
Yes.
Which is really cool. It sounds really neat. And if anybody's a parent or a grandparent who has a toddler out there who tries to do this, you run out of ideas pretty quickly, you know, if you're not educated in this. And even the thing like the finger painting, you're learning colors and you're learning, you know, blue and yellow, mix them together, you get green and things like it's like every activity is fun for the child. But it's also, as you said earlier, building the foundation to their education. I mean, yeah, you're going to need some time to learn how to do that properly.
Yes. And it is a lot of fun things that you're doing as well. And like you said, those kind of words of play-based curriculum or play-based learning, for those that don't know what that means, it's actually following the child's lead. So it's doing observations. It's understanding child development. It's forming relationships with the children in your care, so you know what their skill set is and what their interests are and what the next step might be in planning their curriculum. So it's really taking, you're not looking at a textbook and learning about apples in September and pumpkins in October and poppies in November. You're looking at what the children want to learn, what they're showing interest in, and then you're planning a curriculum based on what they're showing interest in and what their capabilities are.
And it's really cool because it gets shared with the parents so that learning can continue at home, and that the parents can sort of pick up, you know, where the ECE lets off. And that just continues to develop the child as, you know, as they grow up and get ready for school.
Absolutely. And it's nice to have that transition between home and daycare, home and school, or home and home childcare, where the parents are working with the educators are working with the families and really making it a cohesive unit. It's a partnership. And I know that old term, it takes a village to raise a child. It really, really does. The more support you have, the more resources you have, the more people you have to talk to. It's a wonderful thing. And that's one of the things that I always try to kind of instill on all new students as well in the ECE program, is you can't do anything unless you have a relationship first. You have to form those relationships, understand the way that parental unit functions at home, respect cultures and diversity and traditions. Once you have that foundation, everything else will come. But that's really the biggest part about being an educator, is working with families.
It's really neat too, because our daycare provider will send home the three-year-old, and then we're amazed, you know, at some of the things that they're doing. And we'll say to them, this is incredible. And then we'll go for a weekend and we send him back on the Monday morning. And then you go to pick him up and she's saying, you know, what he's doing is incredible. It's, you know, so he's making these leaps, not only in the daycare in our case, but in school as well. But they're making them at home too, which is really cool. And it's really fun to watch.
Oh, it's so amazing when you see their minds kind of flourish, and when you see that how competent and capable they they really are. It amazes you what comes out of their mouths and what comes out of their creativity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree 100%. Couldn't agree anymore. There we go. Listen, we're just about out of time here, Chelsea. Was there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners here today?
For sure. I would just like to say that if anybody's interested in any more information, they can just search the ECE, you know, catchphrase or early childhood education on the Lanark County website, which is lanarkcounty.ca. There is also a Lanark County Facebook page where you're welcome to look there and see some information. And if anybody is interested in any of the grant information, learning more about becoming an ECE, I do have a couple different information sessions coming up with OnTrack in Smiths Falls as well. Anything at all, please feel free to contact me from the website and I can fill everybody in, give information, links, and direct them to the information that they're hopefully looking for.
And just before we let you go, how great is the need in Lanark County right now for these people?
Very great. We're actually, as you probably know, with this new system coming in, we are going to need more childcare spaces to accommodate families, but we can't open up any more childcare spaces until we have the staff to work in those spaces. So there is lots and lots of opportunities for early childhood educators everywhere specific to Lanark County right now. So in the upcoming 2 years, the need will be great.
And finally, it's a career. It's a lot more than a job, and it is something that can become a huge part of your life as you move forward.
Absolutely. It's definitely a profession. We have the College of ECE that we have to join. We have professional dues. So it's definitely a profession. And it's definitely, you know, you got to have passion to be in this profession. And it's wonderful to see. I have to give a shout out to all of the amazing educators currently working in Lanark County right now. Today is a big day for all of them, whether they're in daycares or schools or home child cares. It's a big day. But I must say thank you to all of the amazing educators in Lanark County. We couldn't have made it through the last few years without you and going forward as well. So I hope we get a few more people joining this profession also.
Exactly. It could be life-changing while you change lives. So there you go.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Fantastic. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for being here today. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I know it won't be the last time we have a conversation. I look forward to the next one.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Bob.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with Chelsea Coe, early year specialist at Lanark County, talking about the need for more early childhood educators in the county. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.